Honorable ministers, distinguished guests, esteemed members of FAO WHO Joint Secretariat, dear ladies and gentlemen, it is a big honor for me to represent my country on this very important event, the second International Conference on Nutrition. It is my privilege to have this opportunity to share with this distinguished audience current developments in agriculture sector of Georgia and the measures we are undertaking to ensure food security and eliminate malnutrition. Agriculture is one of the major directions in Georgia's economy. More than 50% of the population is involved in agriculture sector, and the share of agriculture in total GDP is approximately 9%. Due to the fact that agriculture sector has not been prioritized throughout many years, we face dramatic decline in production and quality that negatively affected food security and nutrition level in Georgia. Since November 2012, agriculture and rural development has become a national priority. Policy carried out by the government of Georgia in agriculture sector aims at creation of an environment that will increase agriculture competitiveness, that will improve access to domestic and international markets, that will promote stable growth of agriculture production, that will ensure food safety and food security for all income groups, that will eliminate rural poverty through the sustainable development of agriculture and rural areas, that will promote environmental sustainability, and that will ensure healthy nutrition for our people. Through the intensive discussions and consultations among major stakeholders, such as relevant state institutions, European Union experts, NGOs, private sector and academia, the new strategy for agriculture development in Georgia 2020 is being developed. In the new strategy, issues related to the food security and nutritional security are considered as of paramount importance and are paid due attention. This strategy stipulates government's intention to ensure sufficient, safe, and nutritious food supply, fulfilling the dietary needs and food preferences of the Georgian population, and enabling it to live an active and healthy life. The Ministry of Agriculture will continue to monitor food security, but will also support small-scale family farms through the provision of mechanisms to reduce their risks and raise their incomes. We are also supporting a gradual movement away from subsistence farming towards commercial agriculture to facilitate the increase of production. The longer-term objective is to improve rural living standards, to alleviate malnutrition, and eventually eradicate poverty. This includes creating decent prospects for economic employment and social life in rural areas and for implementing programs targeted at farm and particularly off-farm job creation in rural areas. Consideration will be given to the specific needs of the elderly, women, youth and disadvantaged groups, including the development of alternative workplaces for those people moving out of farming. The Georgian government is also developing and implementing an early warning system for food security, in particularly for the most vulnerable regions and parts of the population. It includes the improvement of information collection and analysis system and training of data collectors and analysts. A rapid, effective method of response to food crisis will be developed, including for food distribution that is in line with the national plan of response to emergency situations. Implementation of the association agreement with the European Union and the agreement of deep and comprehensive free trade area with the European Union will bring many tangible benefits to Georgia. It will not only open up new trading opportunities and easier access to EU market, but also ensure compliance with EU sanitary, phytosanitary and food safety standards, thus healthier nutrition. To that effect, a three-year action plan has been already developed at the state level, and I believe that through our European partners' support, we will successfully fulfill all the obligations in terms of this agreement. The application of the EU standards will bring significantly more choice and higher quality products to Georgian consumers and make Georgia a place of better and healthier nutrition standards. Thank you very much.